if I think about the scale of the land itself, I think about the proximity of the current space that this Columbus statue sits on, and its proximity to Onondaga Lake, and the history of Onondaga Lake that it has, not only for Haudenosaunee people, it represents the ratification of our Haudenosaunee Confederacy and the unification of our five original Confederacy nations, and then eventually the Tuscarora coming under that umbrella as well to make the Six Nations. But also that relationship that the Haudenosaunee and our leadership have had, and the impact on American democracy, the three branches of government, the federal and state system of governance, the idea of a democratic process of all people having a voice, you know, the American seal says e pluribus unum in Onondaga, and the Haudenosaunee, we say one dish, one spoon. They're one and the same. And that's just one of hundreds of relationships that exist there. And you can look at the geography of the entire country, and you can go down to Virginia and see that the Shenandoah Valley National Park is right next to the George Washington and Jefferson National Forest. Why are the three of those names connected together? It's because they sat together during the formation of the drafting of the Constitution, because Chief Shenandoah, an Oneida chief, advised them along with his clan mothers to help America come up with their version of peaceful transmission of power and governance. To me, the proximity of Columbus and the statue and how close it is to Onondaga Lake, the most polluted lake in the country, and yet is the on those shores the origins of democracy on this continent. I think we should all be celebrating the lake, if not more than this site, as a group together. And maybe that this space could then be, because of its proximity, a beacon of that relationship, as opposed to a symbol of the degradation and attack on my ancestors that it currently represents with the statue.